Welcome to the Bank of Life podcast. I'm your host, James Nethery. And you know, for the last 5 years, we've been producing this podcast, this Banking with Life podcast. We've done some specials, you know, some holiday specials, including Halloween specials. And this is what we're going to do for the fifth year in a row is a Halloween special. Now, I'm going to talk about spooky, scary, and tragic things that occur in the financial world, right? And I really kind of had fun doing it. It was somewhat entertaining. It was a little heavy here and there, but I did have fun doing it. And I just ask you to step off into the Twilight Zone with me. Thanks for listening. Welcome to the Banker's Life podcast. I'm your host, James Nethery. This is Halloween, so we're going to talk about some spooky things on this special Halloween episode. Maybe wander off into the Twilight Zone. So thanks for liking, subscribing, and listening on a regular basis. I really appreciate that. Thank you. And I'm also hanging out here with my buddy. I mean, we got a persona over here. He could be the typical financial guru. He can be Uncle Guido, just some guy we're going to have fun with today. Okay. So I could talk about an awful lot of things that are scary in the big wide world, especially when it comes to money. And I think the first thing I want to talk about or bring up or just point out is how scary our banking system is today in the big wide world. You know, here we have a banking system worldwide, right? The Federal Reserve, all the central banks around the world. They're all privately owned and they're controlling the money supply of every country on this earth and therefore controlling the governments. I don't know. I don't want to be too conspiratorial, but the banking function is in the hands of the wrong people. No question about that. Now, if we talk about just banking in general, right, the movement of money is all it is. And I know the local bank in the town that you live in, those are upstanding citizens and you know, nothing disparaging about them, their character, their personality, or anything like that. However, just consider the fact that there are zero reserve requirements currently in our banking system. Here, this is our fifth Halloween episode, 2024. So, in 2024, there are no reserve requirements for a bank. You know, we're all accustomed to hearing, a bank can lend out 10 times their deposit. You put $1,000 in the bank, they can lend out $10,000, creating that money out of thin air, which is scary in and of itself, right? So their reserve requirement would be $10,000. You put $1,000 in, they can lend out $10,000. No, there is no reserve requirement today. Just chew on that. They can print all the money they want to print, and they do. Without any requirements. Now, they print money out of thin air, right? They expand the money supply, causes inflation, another very scary thing, inflation, right? An expansion of the money supply. Well, that gives the appearance that the price of goods and services increase. You know, that's what it looks like, right? I bought, a car last year for $25,000. Now it costs $40,000, whatever the case may be. No. It's the purchasing power of the dollar that's declining. The car didn't go up in value. The car probably went down in value, right? It was cheaper to produce it this year than it was last year. It's the purchasing power of the dollar. So if you go back 1913, when the first central bank and the second, third central bank in America was created, 1913, right? The dollar was worth a dollar, right? Today, it's worth less than 2 cents in comparison to the 1913 dollar comparing it to the 2024 dollar. It's because of the expansion of the money supply causes all of the value of all of the dollars in existence to go down, which then requires more of them to make a purchase. So it looks like the price is going up. No. It's the expansion of the money supply. It's inflation. And I think if people understood that today, across the country, things may change. But I don't know. We'll see. Now, but think about that. Not only is that spooky, creating money out of thin air, it is even worse if you charge money, interest, to loan this money that didn't exist. That's beyond the Twilight Zone. You know, Nelson Nash said, banks lend money that doesn't exist, and that is evil. Banks charge money on, banks charge interest on money that didn't exist, and that is evil. So let's just walk through this for a moment. You walk into the bank, you want to borrow some money for a car, and number one, the car, if they give you the loan, the car is going to be collateralized. They want to lend you $10,000. The car better be worth more than $10,000. When you sign your John Henry on that note, you receive the money, go buy the car. Not only have you over-collateralized the loan, not only with real assets, car's a real thing, but you've also collateralized that loan with your future production. Because the banker knows full well the reason why they're over-collateralizing the loan. He knows full well the value of the car is going to go down. And you're probably not going to repay it anyway, right? So the banking system that we enjoy today is truly scary. It's truly off into the Twilight Zone. And the deeper you look at that and look into the history of it, if you wish, it just looks worse and worse. You know, but it's pretty scary. The state of our educational system today is pretty scary. The fact that there is little to no financial education in America today is scary. It's not only scary, it's a tragedy, right? And we've talked about it before on this channel. You look at the top 50 personal finance books, personal finance, retirement planning, investing, whatever. The top 50 personal finance books do not talk about banking. They don't talk, they just act like it doesn't exist. They do not address it. And it was never clearly addressed until Nelson Nash came along and wrote the book, Becoming Your Own Banker, and published it in 2000. Right. So if we understood, or not even if we understood, if we knew that there was a banking function going on and then we didn't do anything about it, we didn't learn about it through traditional education, that's for sure. But we're aware that a banking function is in our life. And then we don't do anything about it. We're abdicating our responsibility to control the banking function. Abdication of that responsibility is extremely scary because it's costing you money. Whether you realize how much it is or whether you realize it's costing you or not, it actually, in fact, is costing you and your family a tremendous amount of money because of your abdication of the responsibility to control the banking function. And my encouragement is maybe to learn about the banking function. How much of the banking function do you control as it relates to you? Just consider it. And then maybe consider the fact that there is a mechanism, a way, a proven method, right? That's very sound, solid, legitimate, that you could use to control the banking function in your life. Then you could also start to see what it could possibly mean to you and all of your future generations. You know, it's a tragedy that it is a tragedy. Not only are these scary things that I'm talking about all like existing out in the big Twilight Zone, they're tragedies too. It's a tragedy that we're born into a debt slave construct and don't realize it until we realize it. And it takes too dang long to figure out what's really going on. You know, that's a tragedy that we're born into this debt slave construct. In my opinion, Twilight Zone, it's scary. And you can do something about it. And it's really, really scary if you don't. So my encouragement is that you do something about it. You know, if we consider inflation, right, the expansion of the money supply, the rising cost of goods and services, and then lending money in our banking system, lending money that didn't exist, charging interest on that money that didn't exist until you over-collateralized the loan. No real education when it comes to money and finance in America. Zero or next to zero education, maybe one, greater than zero, a little bit greater than zero, maybe. No education on banking. It's all a very scary scary situation. And then it's also scary that this solution exists and you're not aware of it. Right? Or you won't take the time to discover, to even look, to consider that there might be a solution there. That's pretty scary. You know, so I'm like, be brave. Go to some haunted houses. Get yourself all spooked up so you can face other scary things and discover that you could possibly control the banking function in your life. And if you did, what that might mean to you. And it's, I'm just telling you, it's going to mean an awful lot. I'll throw out a side note. You know, I've talked about it in the past, and, you know, maybe it exists out somewhere out there in the big wide world. It costs the average family in America today $1 million for the privilege of driving cars. And I'm being conservative. And so my question would be, if that's true, and we can debate on whether that's true, and we can move the numbers around a little bit. Oh, we'll move it down to 750,000. Oh, we'll move it up to $1 million too. Okay, big deal. We're just moving numbers around. It's still a real cost of the all-American family just enjoying the ownership, the mobility of having transportation, right? And then if that's true, whatever, wherever we move the number around, and it is, and I'm quite sure I can support that very clearly, plainly, black and white, just basic math, not above third grade. But there could be a possibility of you recovering some or an awful lot of that without changing the way you live, without working any harder, without working any longer, without working any smarter, without taking undue risk. And that's just an idea of what it could mean to your family financially. I'm just talking about driving cars, $1 million. How much of that would you like to capture, recapture, and control? That's just cars. Man, you drive a home. You drive a home. You have a home. You're going to drive your car to a home. All right, you're going to have education. All the things that you like to finance through purchases, because you finance everything you purchase. There's no question about that. All of those things, all of that money going through your hands throughout your whole lifetime, how much of that would you like to redirect and come back to you? That's possible with the infinite banking concept. And so if that solution exists, it's a tragedy if you don't seek it out and vet it out. Prove me wrong, right? It might benefit you and your family if you can't prove me wrong and discover that it may be true. Ooh, that's spooky if you don't do that. You know, being undercapitalized in America or anywhere in the world today, that's a tragedy. That's spooky. Being undercapitalized, you don't have enough capital to do the things you want to do, then you're going to have to go to somebody who does have capital, has the ability to print it out of thin air, charge you interest for it. You know, the gatekeeper down at the bank. Right. Well, whatever, however that looks in your life, being undercapitalized is spooky. And you can change that too. So not only as you change that, and that's really the genesis and the basis of banking, is capital formation, capital accumulation, capital that you have access to, capital that you control. That's where it starts, the formation, the accumulation of capital. The infinite banking concept is a capital strategy. It's a long-term, active capital strategy that'll serve you very well. So enough about the solution. My encouragement is to go look. Go find Becoming Your Own Banker. Go to bankwithlife.com and to the bookstore and just learn all you want from the original sources. I know there's a lot of stuff out there in the big wide world on the internet with guys like this, you know, talking about stuff they don't know anything about, but they know how to market. So avoid those guys, right, until you get to the foundational work. Start there. And if you start there and you understand that, you can vet guys like this. Pretty easy. Short order. You can see them a mile away. That's a worthy go and a talent in this day and age within the infinite banking footprint, being able to spot the noise. You know, it's scary if you get drug off into the weeds because you're listening to the noise. That's scary. You could wake up out in the middle of the wilderness and got to start all over. You know, so if you can avoid the noise, that would be good. And the infinite banking concept uses dividend paying cash value life insurance issued by a mutual company. And then, now it'd be really scary if you listen to all the, you know, guys like this or drive-by commentators on the big wide world, on the big wide internet, worldwide internet and social media. They say things really that they don't know about. They should, in my opinion, you know, learn or keep your mouth shut, your lips closed until you learn something, then speak intelligently upon it. My point is getting drug off into the weeds by listening to the noise. You know, the more you know and understand from the foundational works, the easier it'll be for you to spot the noise and to avoid it. It would be a tragedy if you let the noise knock you off your mark. All right. Then I'll tell you what, another tragedy or really spooky. I keep saying tragedy, you know, we're talking about spooky things in the Twilight Zone. I can't separate the spookiness and the tragedy. It's almost like they're together. I guess that's why Halloween shows have tragedy in them. I don't know. But dying without a death benefit. Dying without a death benefit. Dying without enough capital. Being undercapitalized, no life insurance in force, and then graduating. That's spooky. And it causes, force your wife to marry another man to raise your children. I don't know. Oh, can't believe you said that, James. I've seen it. That's why I'm saying it. All right. That is a tragedy among tragedies. All right. All right, James. You scared me to the point that I want to see if there's a solution out there and vet that solution. Okay, I'm not trying to spook you into it. I just want to encourage you to discover the infinite banking concept. So let's say you discovered it, however you did, and then you've put your hand to the plow, you started paying premiums, and then you continued learning. And then you discovered maybe some of the things that you're doing are not from the fundamental works, R. Nelson Nash, becoming your own banker, building your warehouse of wealth, right? How privatized banking really works. It's scary if you have to undo some things that you've thought were correct previously. Okay. What do you mean by that, James? Quit beating around the bush. Well, let me just say that everybody that says IBC, infinite banking concept, infinite banking, that can say or chooses to mention Nelson's name in a cursory manner, R. Nelson Nash, you know, doesn't mean they're practicing infinite banking. That doesn't mean they know a dang thing about infinite banking. Maybe they got a life insurance license and, you know, they're learning how to build illustrations, playing games with numbers on a page, right? Massaging the illustration to make the numbers on the right side of the ledger look big. So you'll say, yes, you buy, they get paid. Then they're gone. It's scary that everybody in the infinite banking footprint is not practicing the infinite banking concept as discovered and taught by R. Nelson Nash. Just because they say his name, just because they can string I, B, C together, they use all kinds of products. They diminish, you know, the some fundamental truths about life insurance. And I don't want to be too harsh on it. I'm just saying, if you go to the original works and learn, discover for yourself, right, and then you reach out to somebody, and they don't have to be local. If you go somewhere and a bunch of agents are all piled up in your state, that doesn't mean they're the best agent is in your state, whatever state you live in. And I want to say that we live in the 21st century. You know, you could fly to Europe this afternoon if you wanted to, and then fly back the next day if you wanted to. You can get on a Zoom call, have a telephone conversation with somebody across the country who knows what they're talking about. Right, who maybe has some experience in the infinite banking concept, maybe has experience working with a broad array, a varying array of people, whether they're, you know, paying $1 million in premium and they're, you know, some kind of corporate titan. Maybe they're just all American, Ma and Pa, you know, going to retire in 5 years. My point here is this. Just because somebody says they practice infinite banking They're an expert. They this, they that. They can say all the right buzzwords. Doesn't mean that they're the best ones that you would want to engage with. That's all I'm saying. So, and I don't want to be negative. I just want to be encouraging. I want to encourage you to realize that we live in the 21st century. I'm in Fort Worth, Texas, 20 miles south of Fort Worth, Texas, the world headquarters of Banking with Life right here, 20 miles south of Fort Worth, Texas. I don't care if you're in Florida. I don't care if you're in California, New York, Washington. You know, my team might be the best ones for you to work with, right? Just because we're not around the corner doesn't mean we're not the best ones to work with, right? Now, whomever you work with, you know, God bless you and have fun and make it, you know, good, okay? I want to continue my encouragement. Just because somebody says IBC, Infinite Banking Concepts, Infinite Banking, can mention R. Nelson Nash's name, maybe they're a member of this organization, a member of that organization, they got all the accolades, that doesn't mean they're the best ones for you and your family to work with. Now, it may be. They may be the exact ones that you need to work with. My point here is it's a little scary what's going on in the Infinite Banking footprint. Anybody who has a license, life insurance license, right, which is almost as hard to get as a driver's license. Almost as hard to get as a driver's license. No, the driver's license is much harder to get than a life insurance license. That alone is scary. That is scary. It's scary that we go up into the financial world and only look at life insurance as a death benefit and the cost of that death benefit. That's scary. It's scary to focus on any one particular point or characteristic of life insurance without considering the totality of what can be done with dividend paying whole life insurance and what controlling the banking function would mean for you and your family. That's a big deal, right? So, like I said, it's scary what's going on in the Infinite Banking footprint. I don't really suspect things are going to change. It's just everybody's going to get licensed up and try to get a part-time revenue stream going because, you know, the agent makes all the commissions and they make all that money and they make it all look easy. And, you know, I just need another side hustle. It's scary, right? So would you want to work with somebody who's been licensed a year or two, just discovered life insurance, trying to create a side hustle, second revenue stream? Yeah. I don't know. I would. I promise you this. I won't practice on you. You call me, you engage us, we won't practice on you. We'll get it done right the first time. So without being overly promotional, okay. So, that's pretty scary what's going on in the Infinite Banking footprint. But whatever's going on out in the big wide world, the fact remains in the financial world, right? The fact remains that if you're not controlling the banking function in your life, someone else is. And whoever they are getting wealthy. They're practicing capitalism and they're reaping rewards. They're earning a profit. And if you control the banking function in your own life, you could enjoy that profit and control. And so, you know, like and subscribe. Go to bankwithlife.com. Look at the 500 videos that we have on there, 500 hours or however many is there. Look at the resources that are there. Listen to 25 to 30 clients from all over the country, different walks of life, sharing their experience, how they even came to discover the Infinite Banking concept. What intrigued them? Why did they put their hand in the plow? What did they do? What are they doing? You know, and what are the results of their actions? Go discover unpaid. These people fly in here, sit down with me, and share their time with us at no cost. I don't pay them. They pay their own expenses to come. Now I might take them to breakfast or lunch or, you know, something like that. Of course I would. I'm from Texas. We're full of hospitality. Then there's outside speakers, you know, economists, authors on the channel, on the Banking with Life channel that talks about nothing but the infinite banking concept and controlling the banking function. You're not talking about side gigs, part-time revenue streams, and all of these other things, right? It's controlling the banking function. It's the infinite banking concept. That's what you'll find at Banking with Life. And I think if you went there, you might find some interesting things, right? Lots of books help your education, help you understand, see what's going on. I'm convinced, not only because Nelson said it, but because it's true. If you understand what's going on, you'll know what to do. So my encouragement is to figure out what is going on so you'll know what to do. And I know you can do it. And I'm excited for you. And I can't wait to meet you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us on the Banking with Life podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe and click on that little notification bell. Otherwise, join us on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher for weekly content.